listener production.
Good morning, Rod McLeod with a fresh news update. The siege at Labrador is now over. Police taking a man into custody just before 9 this morning, ending a standoff that lasted 16 hours. No one was injured, and the emergency declaration for Brown Street, Labrador has now been revoked. The Treasurer has defended the Reserve Bank's 8th consecutive rate rise, saying inflation is still too high in Australia. The Reserve Bank moved to increase the cash rate by 25 basis points yesterday to a 10-year high of 3.1%. Jim Chalmers has told the ABC they're waiting to see what impact this truly has.
That is making it tougher on Australians with a mortgage. And the thing about these interest rate rises is that the impacts of them are felt immediately on people's mortgages and on their repayments. But the impact on the economy takes a little bit longer to flow through. And so the full impact of these rate rises is yet to be seen.
Fuel prices on the Gold Coast will remain stable heading into the weekend as global fuel prices remain low. However, while a litre of unleaded costs $1.70 on the Gold Coast today, motorists should expect to pay a little bit more in the lead up to Christmas. RACQ spokesperson Nikki Hayden advising to plan ahead these holidays.
Make sure you're arming yourself with that information about prices in your local area. There are plenty of apps and you can check out in real time what fuel companies near you are charging. Plan your route as well. It may be that the servo near work could be cheaper than the one near home. So give yourself that information and make sure you're filling up for the best deal that you can.
A Queensland academic is urging locals to be scam aware before booking a holiday on travel sites. The advice is to book through reputable companies and go directly to their website rather than following a text or email prompt. Jackie Drew from Griffith University Criminology Institute says it's not just pre-booking scams you need to look out for.
Also think about when you get there, you know, offers of tours and that sort of thing. Just be alert and aware. Always take a second to think through before you make a decision, either to give your identity information or definitely your credit card.
Updating sport now, the Gold Coast Suns have signed midfielder Jed Anderson through the AFL supplementary selection period. Anderson's played 99 games across an 8-year career at North Melbourne and Hawthorn. And the NBL has confirmed there's been serious discussions about expanding the league with the Gold Coast, Canberra and Darwin reportedly in the mix.
From LiSTNR and the Royal Institution of Australia, I'm Dr. Sophie Calabretto and this is The Science Briefing, a new podcast about the science of everything. Twice a week, you'll hear the latest in science news from Australia and across the globe in 15 minutes or less. From coral reefs recovering from bleaching,
if the stresses stop and the conditions revert to the normal, the algae can come back and the coral can start to recover.
Monkeypox conspiracy theories.
Chimps aren't even monkeys, they're apes. So this idea that the AstraZeneca vaccine makes chimps sick and therefore would make humans sick is baseless.
To the secrets of nerve pain uncovered by a snail.
So when they were looking at the toxins from these snails, they discovered that the toxins were quite effective at closing off messages that travel through the body.
The Science Briefing. New episodes every Tuesday and Thursday. Download the LiSTNR app now to listen for free and search The Science Briefing in the LiSTNR app now. LiSTNR.